12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Algoa Country ahead of World Cancer Day tomorrow. I'm now joined on Algoa Cares by Lynn Gad Claxton, Branch Manager at CHOC, Childhood Cancer Foundation, South Africa. Good afternoon, Lynn, and welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you, Casey.
Lynn, for those of our listeners unfamiliar with the services your NPO provides, please give us more insight to it.
Okay, well, we are the only organization in South Africa that offers comprehensive support for children with cancer and other life-threatening blood disorders in their families. We were established in 1979 by a group of parents who realized this far-reaching emotional and financial toll that cancer takes on a family. So we are there to ease the burden for parents facing a difficult journey by providing access to relevant, accurate information as well as emotional and practical support.
And of course, you know, with the parent going through the emotional trauma, there's got to be some form of psychological support as well. Can you please enlighten us on some of the current projects you guys are working on?
Okay, well, obviously, CHOC offers comprehensive support for the family. We have psychosocial support, so we employ a social worker who is based at the unit where children are being treated, and they guide and support the patients and their families, and they help them to develop necessary coping mechanisms. We also offer accommodation free of charge to families from out of town, and all their needs are met while being accommodated at CHOC, from transport to meals and toiletries. We want to ensure that the family can just focus on the child's treatment without having to stress about food and accommodation or how they're going to get to and from treatment.
Wonderful. Lynn, tell us more about Flip-Flop Day.
Yes, well, we are having Flip-Flop Day on the 12th of February, next week, Friday. This is now in its second year, and we came up with Flip-Flop Day initially because on the 15th of February is International Childhood Cancer Day. And so we wanted to have a fun way to get South Africans on board in supporting us and our children. And Flip-Flop Day is where you purchase a sticker for 10 rand, and then on that day you can wear flip-flops. And what, I mean, if you just look at today's weather, I'm sure lots of people in business or at school would be loving to wear flip-flops. So set those 10 toes free on the 12th of February.
There we go. It's all happening on the 12th of February, Flip-Flop Day with the CHOC Foundation. How has COVID-19 affected your organization, Lynn?
Well, as most NGOs, we have all taken a knock. But our services have still continued throughout the various lockdown levels. And we've seen that there's been a much greater need for services, certain services, especially maybe food or transport assistance, because if the man on the street has been affected by COVID, our families have also been affected. And we also obviously rely a lot on events to raise funds. And due to COVID, we were not able to host these events. And so we cannot raise the funds that we are used to raising. And often we would also attend open days and wellness days to create awareness of the early warning signs of childhood cancer. And this has also not been possible. So we have been really affected by COVID. And we would just like to get our communities involved again in supporting us and working alongside of us, partnering with CHOC, so that we can continue to provide a world-class and top-class services to our patients.
And hence you reaching out to Algoa Country and South Africa as a whole. What would come in handy? What are your list of needs, Lynn?
Well, it's anything to do with what the families would need. So it's mostly toiletries, food, and cleaning products. This is obviously goes directly to our beneficiaries, and then the cleaning products are used in the accommodation and the food as well. Obviously, we would also need financial, but our list of needs, great, this is toiletries, food, and cleaning products. And we have houses throughout South Africa. So if you feel you want to donate maybe to an organization, a CHOC in Cape Town, you can do that. Or if you'd like to donate to CHOC in London, you can do that. Or here in PE. There's so many opportunities for a company or a person to become involved and support CHOC.
Thank you so much. Contact details are up and running on our website. Can our listeners drop off the goodies at your address in Parsons Hill?
Yes, they can. They can obviously just phone us before just to check that we are there. And we all are all here, but just to make sure that we can receive the donation at the gate because we are not allowing visitors during COVID time.
100%. We need everybody to follow those health protocols as well. We have all your list of needs, contact details, banking details on our website, Algoa Country. Head on over to algoafm.co.za and click on Algoa Cares if you'd love to assist the Childhood Cancer Foundation of South Africa. Lynn Gad-Claxton, Branch Manager, thank you so much for joining us on the show and looking forward to you guys prospering in terms of helping those in need. And in the fight against cancer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Casey, and Algoa FM.
This is Algoa FM.